Think of what a blues musician looks like, and you probably don't conjure up a Minister Investments. But about once a year, John Bryson Chain, the 59-year-old Episcopal Bishop of Washington, puts his collar aside, throws on a Hawaiian shirt, and joins a group of friends on stage.
We're about ready to begin tonight. We're going to do two sets, and we'll see who survives. You or us?
This is the Chain Gang, one of the first bands the bishop formed before he found a different religion. They've come together this night in the Crystal Ballroom of a Bethesda, Maryland hotel to raise money for the church's youth ministry. Three of the six on stage are old friends, a little grayer, a little heavier than they were 41 years ago. But Chain hardly breaks a sweat as he beats on the drums and nods at his bandmates as they play the first songs in the set.
Mary.
You know, we may be older, but we can still lay it down.
This gig is about the blues and some rock and roll, but Chain says a little Muddy Waters and some Holland Wolf is just right for guys who early on paid the often high price of touring musicians, losing friends to drugs and suffering through family breakups. Besides, says Chain, the blues can be just like church.
When you talk about a religious experience, you really talk about something that's impossible to define by the spoken word. And music in many ways is the same thing. I mean, lyrics are lyrics, but music literally is an experience. I mean, it just courses through your body. It's an experience of great energy, as far as you can feel it. It just goes through your hands and your legs and your arms.
The dance floor in the Crystal Ballroom starts to fill. Teenagers run on and off the floor. A mother shows her red-headed 4-year-old daughter how to dance to the beat. Older couples nod their heads and then decide to let their feet move them onto the dance floor. Inga Ashley wears a My Bishop Rocks t-shirt. She also attended last year's concert.
And my husband and I haven't danced and had as much fun since we got married, probably, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. I think he's fabulous. He truly rocks.
Count on you! Hey! Count on you! Hey! What makes your big head so hard?
I love you. I love you just the same.
The bishop comes from a musical family. His father was a classical pianist. All his aunts and uncles played instruments or sang. In the early 60s, he was in college and a football player, but he decided music was his calling. He hit the road and toured with different bands in both the U.S. and Canada. About 5 years later came another conversion.
I was in a hotel out in Ohio getting ready to play a Christmas show in a huge club, and I never went to church after I got out of town, but I picked up a Gideon Bible. It was just one of those things. I had traveled all night to get to this place. Sun was coming up. It was Christmas morning. I hadn't seen my family, my mother and father, for a long time, and I picked up this Gideon Bible, and I started to read from John's Gospel, and it was just I said, what are you doing here? What are you doing with your life?
He quit the music business. A few weeks later, a band he had been signed to, The Music Explosion, recorded what would become their only gold record, A Little Bit of Soul. A tough break, says the bishop, but he was headed for another life. So now he keeps his red drum kit hidden in a closet most of the year. It's days like this one that he pulls them out for a little practice and then jams in a gig for charity.
What's it like to play again?
It's great. You know, it's kind of like preaching. You get a lot of energy from the people who were there celebrating the time with you. You realize what your limitations are. You're a lot older, you're slower, but you're wiser. So you make up what you can't do you can't do the things that you used to do, or I can't do the things I used to do when I was younger. I was really a fast. I had great hands as a drummer. Now, you know, football, you know, took away a lot of my fingers. And so you just take it easy, and you enjoy it, and you play pretty much for yourself. You don't. You're not out there to try and, you know, get a gold record.
Yeah, Susie Q. Now, Susie Q. Now, Susie Q. Baby, I love you, Susie Q. Like the way you walk, like the way you talk, like the way you walk.
Going to keep this up?
We're going to keep it up until the body just absolutely fails us, because the music is infectious. It really, I think, for me, defines one of the great gifts of God. It defines the essence of the human spirit. We've been given a gift, and so we're going to give it away as often as we can until we can't do it any longer.
The Right Reverend John Bryson Chain, this day the drummer for the Chain Gang, and like he says, he can still lay it down.